Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 7 on 560 KLZ The Source, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. We want to thank you for joining us, and a happy Saturday, happy football weekend, and certainly hope our Broncos do well. And it will be awesome for the team, us, our city, our state, and certainly good luck to the Broncos. Our number is 303-477-5600. If you've been out to the International Sportsman's Expo, we'd love to hear from you and hear about your experience out there. I'm telling you, Red, and good morning, by the way.
Yes, sir, by the way.
And we're also joined in studio with our good friend Kevin Flesh. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
Man, what a zoo yesterday when we kind of came on the radio, but we took our Haystack Help radio program. Kevin was kind enough, that was his segment, to kind of donate that to Sportsman Colorado. So we were live yesterday from the International Sportsman's Expo. Our booth number is 827. If you're going to go out there over the weekend, please stop by and say hello. We would love to meet you. And met a lot of great people that said they listened to the show, so hopefully they weren't just trying to make us feel good, but they said they listened to the show, and we want to thank them for doing that, and I think we made some new friends. And stop by our booth. We've got a 2014 Sportsman of Colorado Resource Guide. A lot of great sponsors in there and some good money-saving coupons. And while most of the stuff deals with the outdoors in there, we've got Lakewood Plumbing, and Tori, our good friend, gave us some great money-saving coupons in there for that. Amazing Moves, American Painting Specialist, a lot of great companies. But again, a lot with the outdoors, some discounts on ammo around town to some of the stores, guns and concealed carry with Tina Francone, the Straightforward Shooting. So we want to thank them for doing that. And but it was a lot busier yesterday than Thursday, and I think today is going to be huge.
Today, all hands on deck.
Yes. Yep. Wall-to-wall bodies.
That's right.
It
should be
a
really good time.
And we're going to be talking a little bit later in this show with a gentleman, Mr. Jim Arnold, with Waterhaven Outfitters. He invited Red and I to go out and shoot a few ducks yesterday morning. So after being at the ISE, we still got up early, went out and shot a few ducks yesterday morning, and had a great time with him. And we're going to be talking about waterfowl hunting and some snow goose hunting coming up in February, so you'll want to stay with us for that. And our second segment is going to be with Jackie Gross. We met Jackie yesterday. She is the 2012 Extreme Huntress winner. And, man, this young lady, she can't be about 4'5",
yeah,
Red.
She's tiny.
But went over and shot a Cape buffalo and a water buck in Africa and just a whole bunch of things, and used a 375 H&H, and man, I don't know how she did it, but we're really looking forward to talking with her. And then our first segment here about 7:15 is going to be with Randy Hampton. Randy is the public information officer with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. So if you've got any questions that you want to ask a gentleman with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, maybe some questions about seasons or laws or whatever, this is the guy to ask, Randy Hampton, and he's going to join us in about 10 minutes. But let's talk about the expo for just a second, and then we'll get all the guys in here. We are hosting the Adventure Theater, and that's sponsored by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And want to give you just a quick schedule there. At 10:30 this morning, at 10 o'clock, the doors open, first of all. 10 to 8, we will be there at 10:30. Susan and Richard Renault, Colorado's biggest bucks and bulls, they'll be going over that, and Susan was kind enough to give us a book on that, and a beautiful book, and this runs about $40, and this helps sponsor the Rocky Mountain Elk Mule Foundation, or Rocky Mountain, is it the Rocky Mountain, or just Mule Deer Foundation?
Mule Deer Foundation, yes.
Right. And then at 11:30 over at the Adventure Theater, you have Pure Hunting TV with Willie Schmidt. At 12:30, increasing your odds at a monster buck and bull with Guy Eastman, and Guy did a great job yesterday.
Yeah, we watched that one. That was great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I learned a bunch of stuff.
I did,
that.
Too. I learned we hadn't been doing it right.
Yeah.
And then at 1:30, Destination Africa, Dream to Reality with Audrey Kitsoff, and Jackie Gross is going to be there for that, so you can meet Jackie. And again, she's going to join us here about 7:30. At 2:30, turkey hunting with Jace Bosserman. At 3:30, Destination Alaska, making your dream a reality with Sarah Russell. At 4:30, elk hunting, hunting the herd bull with Corey Jacobson. And Corey was a great guy. It was great to meet him.
Boy, and he had a lot of folks seeing, presentation yesterday.
5:30 this afternoon, predator hunting with Jeff Nimnick. And Jeff was a very nice guy. And again, we are open till 8 o'clock at the International Sportsman's Expo. If you would like to go to that, first caller, 303-477-5600. I'll get you a pair of tickets, and we can meet you when you get down there because we'll already be there. But if you would like a pair of tickets to the International Sportsman's Expo, we would love to give you a pair of tickets. So, Kevin, you didn't get to look around a lot yesterday because you were helping us with the show and all that. But what'd you think about
it? It's an interesting prospect having a booth and being down there and actually doing a little bit of work. But there's a lot of exciting stuff. I'm looking forward to today. My kids are going to come down. They're looking forward to hanging out, going around and seeing some of the vendors and talking to some of the folks. So it's an exciting time for outdoor activities in Colorado. It's always interesting to see who comes into town and what they're selling and what's going on and all the new stuff that goes on.
Right. Absolutely. You know, I get excited every year, and it's actually the kickoff for my coming hunting season and getting to see all the gear and getting to talk to the outfitters and all that kind of stuff, man. It gets you geared up for the next season coming on. And I want to meet your three girls.
So I've only got two this weekend. I've got one daughter that's at the our church has a synod-wide youth camp down in Colorado Springs this weekend, so she's off doing that. But the twins will be down, and they were getting ready, raring to go. So
yeah, you know, that it's a great way to introduce your kids, if you haven't already, to the hunting and fishing sports, outdoor sports, to take them to the Sportsman's Expo and get to see all the stuff.
Yeah, it really is. And there's a bunch of, we've done this in the past when they were younger. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife has a really nice big booth where they have a ton of activities to bring the kids down to. And then they have, you know, other folks have some of the archery stuff that they can go and try that out.
And try the bows.
Shoot
targets, and then Daisy BB guns and air rifles had a nice place where you could go in and shoot those. And
that's exactly
shoot some
right.
Targets.
Yep.
And get your kids excited about going hunting and going fishing and doing a bunch of outdoor things.
And then of course they've got the regular pond where you can. It's sort of a pet and catch for the trout that you can pay a rod fee right there and catch your lunch and the rock climbing wall. So there's all kinds of things for the families to do to come down and have a good time and then find that dream trip to maybe Africa or something like that.
No kidding. A few of our sponsors that are out there we want to mention, and we want to thank them. Again, stop by our booth, pick up our 2014 Sportsman of Colorado Resource Guide powered by Ammo Can. But Bushman's Quiver, they are right across the aisle from us, and you've heard us talk a lot about them. We had Stefan on the show yesterday, but their booth is 824C. Colder Weather Outfitters, Austin Brown, a great friend, and Phoenix Pop-Up Campers. Now, this is a very, very easy one to find. Just look for the coolest Bronco-type camper you can find there. And they're going to be a very popular booth probably on Sunday because they got a TV hooked up.
They do.
For the Bronco game. So
we might have to close our booth down.
No kidding.
That's right.
During the game.
But and then High Plains Safe Sales, good friend Jim Parsons, One Shot Gear, Alex and Grant, they're there. And if you get one of our 2014 Sportsman of Colorado resource guides, you're going to find some great coupons in there. Some of those folks that I mentioned have some coupons in there. So if you want to buy something while you're at the show, pull out the coupon there and save some money on it. Again, our number is 303-477-5600. We have one pair of tickets for the International Sportsman's Expo. You can use those tickets today or tomorrow. Give us a call, 303-477-5600. Tell you what, Zach, we got just a second. I see my dad's on the line listening. Why don't you pull my dad up here? And, Dad, you're going to be on live radio. So I just wanted to say good morning to you down in Texas.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I sure wish I was upset at watch that game with you.
Well, hey, I wish you were here, too. I wish you were here, too.
Bears, good to have you on the radio show. How's things going down there in Texas?
It couldn't be any better. A little dry. Cows getting a little hungry, but everything's fine, Red. as long as the Denver Broncos are winning, that's what we want.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Enjoying the show, buddy. Looking forward to hearing that boy in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, we got a lot going on today.
The
so
lady
I just,
too.
All right.
Every time I shot a 375 Winchester Magnum, I'd whimper.
Well, yeah, I tell you, this young lady, I'm telling you, she is about, she can't be 5 feet tall, hardly. I mean, she is tiny and shot a Cape Buffalo and a whole bunch of stuff. So we'll have her on here in a minute. So just keep hanging on, and Zach will put you back on hold. We just wanted to say hello.
I would lean over the hood of the car, you know, and I'd say, I'm not going to whimper this time. Every time I shot that thing, I mean, I whimpered like a baby.
All right. All right. We're going to put you back on hold here. Just wanted to say hey.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. That's my dad. He lives down in Dallas. And, you know, again, just want to really thank my dad for getting me out in the woods at an early age. Shot my first deer when I was 6 years old. And just grew up shooting stuff, you know, and getting out in the woods. But he taught me the right way to do it and safety and, you know, just taught me to love the outdoors and
appreciate it.
And, yeah. The only thing I didn't like is when he used his belt to tie me to a tree limb when we were up in a tree stand. Yeah. And he would tell me, he would leave me. He'd say, now, you sit right here. I'm going to walk down here 100 yards and see, you know, if I can run something back over you or whatever we were hunting, whatever. And I'd say, okay. And he'd start walking, and he said he'd look around, and I was right behind him. And he had told me to sit there, you know, but anyway. But he'd always come back and get me when I did sit there. So that
no
was
wonder
good.
He used the belt to tie you to the tree.
Exactly. No kidding. Again, a free pair of tickets, International Sportsman's Expo. We'll get you in the doors today or tomorrow. Give us a call, 303-477-5600. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be visiting with Randy Hampton with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado Radio. My name's Scott Whiteley, Long Red Merrill, and Kevin Flesh. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck. A complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection. All for $60. That's right, $60. That's $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit AcademyRoofingInc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trading values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
We normally don't think about our garage door until it won't operate properly. Hi, this is Scott Whiteley. Let me tell you about the company I trust, Affordable Door. Pete and Mary Ann have over 20 years of experience in garage doors, from repairs to replacement. Affordable Doors does it all. A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com. Call 303-680-8440. Ask Mary Ann for your Sportsman of Colorado special. Call now, 303-680-8440.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergallery.com.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. If you or a loved one have been injured by the negligence of another person or company, please contact the firm of Irwin & Boson for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. You need a firm of experienced trial attorneys dedicated to protecting your rights. Listen, I've known John Boson for years, and he will give you the personal and professional guidance you need. Call today, 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. Or visit their website, coloradolawyers.com. Irwin & Boson is an official sponsor, a Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. I'm joined by my partner Red Merrill and Kevin Flesh. Our number 303-477-5600. Again, we'll be live out at the internet. I guess we'll be live. We're kind of sleepy, but we've been out there 2 days. But we will be out there today at our booth, the Sportsman of Colorado Radio Show. 827 is our booth number at the International Sportsman's Expo. The hours are 10 to 8 today and 10 to 5 tomorrow. Let's get to our first guest here, Randy Hampton. Randy is the Public Information Officer with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott, Red. How are you guys?
Good, good. And we also got a good partner of our show, Kevin Flesh, in studio. So all three of us are going to be throwing some questions at you here today. But
I try to avoid being questioned by attorneys.
Yeah, me and you both. Yeah, yeah. No kidding.
Randy, can you raise your right hand, please, before you start?
Yeah. We're in trouble now.
Well, Colorado Parks and Wildlife has a big area there at the International Sportsman's Expo. A lot to do with the kids and education and just a big fun area. So be sure and stop by their booth too and Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Well, Randy, let's first of all, let's kind of talk about the 2014 season and how that wrapped up. Or yeah, 2013,
you know,
I guess,
yeah,
I should
2013
say.
2013 season, yeah, you bet. You know, it was kind of an interesting, it was an interesting year, I think, 2013. I've told people we kind of got 4F'd, if you think about it. We had the firearms issue that came up last year in the spring, and then there was the fires early in the summer. We had the flooding that occurred late in the summer in northeast Colorado and really complicated things, both hunting areas that ended up with road closures and things like that, but also people who hunt who lost, you know, homes and then couldn't hunt. And then we had the federal shutdown, which confused a lot of people, a lot of East Coast sportsmen. You know, on the East Coast, if you don't hunt a federal refuge, there's not a lot of public land to hunt. And so when the Fed shut all those down, people assumed, well, they must have shut down the forests too. And so we went into the 2013 season with kind of all this baggage, nothing we did, but, you know, kind of all this stuff that just kind of happened. And so we weren't really sure how it was going to go.
Right.
The good news was we got great snowfall early. That started concentrating and moving animals. So the people that were participating were doing better than we probably had seen harvest-wise in about 3 years. And then as we started looking at the numbers towards the end, that snowfall, that early success really kind of carried the day. And we ended up, you know, up slightly in most of the hunting licenses that we sold. So it was a pretty good year.
Well, that's great. And, you know, I got an email, and I get your emails, just different events you're having or planning things and all that. And I saw you guys invited, really, the public to come out and talk about, you know, the next five-year plan.
Yeah, the big thing we've got going on, and we've got some meetings that will be coming up, and people can watch our website. In fact, I think they're announcing meeting dates for a series of meetings all over Colorado. A series of meetings for our big game season structure. One of the things that we've always done is we've tried for these five-year chunks of setting kind of the main, the big stuff. We don't like to do, and the commission certainly, the Parks and Wildlife Commission can change regulations anytime they need to, you know, and but they try to keep the big stuff confined to these five-year chunks, and that provides consistency for people that hunt, consistency for the communities that rely on hunters, consistency for outfitters, so that they know right up front when the seasons are going to be, you know, when is that archery season, when is the muzzleloader season, how long is second rifle season, how long is the gap in between those seasons. And so we try to do all of that in big chunks. We're headed into setting all of that for the 2015 to 2019 seasons. Probably important to note, the current seasons that we're in, the 2010 to 2014 chunk, has really been relatively controversy-free. We don't get a lot of people that call up and go, well, you did this wrong. Or, you know, I mean, after a while, you start to get it at least what people are used to and think right. works for them. So, you know, the good news is it doesn't sound like there's going to be major changes, but we're going to have those meetings. We're going to get out, talk to our constituents, and see what's on people's minds.
Sure, Randy, this is Red. So will the public have an opportunity to have input on the dates of those of the different seasons for the entire 5 years?
Yes, absolutely. And it really isn't a... It's not a situation where somebody shows up at a meeting and goes, you know, 2015 we should do it on the third week in April, and, you know, 2017 we should do it on the fourth week in November. It's not specific like that, but it really is kind of the math behind how those seasons are set. You know, currently the seasons start on the last Saturday of August. You get archery season. That's always when it begins. You know, is there a need to adjust that for the 5 years?
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, and I understand that you don't want to have, you know, switching it back and forth every season. It needs to be consistent. You know, one thing that we did down in Texas when I was growing up that was that I just thought was tremendous was every Thanksgiving, you know, I played football, and a lot of other people were in sport activities and things that kept them busy on most weekends. And it wasn't until Thanksgiving, the holidays there, that I got to be able to go hunting with my dad or with a buddy of mine. And that's one thing I would like to see here in Colorado is to extend that deer season, especially, you know, into the Thanksgiving weekend, so that a lot of our young people that are in high school and grade and element or junior high could, you know, get out better with their dads and their families and go hunting. So that's some input that I'd like to see.
Yeah, no, and that's some of the stuff that we do talk about. First, there's football in Texas. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, I got my brains knocked out a few years.
Of course, Red played touch football.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's called powder puff.
I'm hearing that safer anyway.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff we look at, and that's the kind of stuff we hear. And we have talked about, you know, are there ways to get those seasons even wrapped around that big Christmas break? You know, can we do some things for elk? And that was one of the reasons that the late youth elk seasons were really developed, is to try to give kids that opportunity to hunt. You know, in the time of year when they're not in school.
Sure. Yeah, you know, because there are a lot of activities, and the kids, you know, that are involved in those, they want to participate in those, and they want to be with all their buddies and their friends, you know, involved in a lot of things. But they also want to go hunting, and it seems like the holiday breaks, Thanksgiving and Christmas, those are great times to get the youth involved. And I'd sure like to see something done to incorporate the seasons in those holiday times.
We'll watch for you at one of those public meetings.
Well, we hope to be able to come. We're going to check out your dates. And let me say this, you know, yesterday we had some people come by our booth, and because we have the radio program, they wanted to express some of their views about things that Colorado Parks and Wildlife do. And one gentleman was very irate about some things, and I tried to calm him down, and I said, well, number one, you're welcome to call into our show, but you have to watch your language when you call in. And I said, and it's a whole lot more effective if you don't lose your temper when you're talking to people from the Division of Wildlife. I said, you know, that's not the best strategy to accomplish your goals. And so let me just pass that on to everybody that's going to be out and go to these commissions. I think it's very important for people to participate in the process, but it is a better strategy to hold your temper, to watch your language, and don't get personal with people.
Yeah, you know, people do get frustrated. We understand that. I was kind of surprised when I first started with the agency more than 10 years ago that people were so passionate about it. And then I realized, wait a second, I'm pretty passionate about this stuff too. And so I've watched over the years, but I will tell you this, Colorado Parks and Wildlife is probably the most open state agency that I'm aware of. You know, find me another state agency that has public meetings all around the state. Find me another state agency that its commission, its board that runs it, travels around the state and has their meetings. Those state agencies don't exist. I mean, you know, if you want to go talk to the Department of Motor Vehicles, you want to talk to the Department of Transportation, you want to talk to, you know, the Department of Law or any of those folks, they have an office, and it's downtown Denver, and you can go there. We have meetings around the state and take public opinion because we want to hear from people. And so, you know, I know people get frustrated, you know, that it's not always done in what they see as the right way. We've got, you know, a lot of stakeholders out there on all kinds of sides of the issue, and we know that, you know, some sportsmen, the regular sportsman Joe, you know, that goes fishing or goes hunting, they get frustrated with private landowners and the things that they get. The private landowners may get frustrated with, you know, how many elk are eating their hay, you know, and we're trying to balance all those things. So you can't make everybody happy. We have a job to do, but we want to hear from people.
Sure. And Randy, we got a couple of minutes left here. Man, we have a whole bunch. We'll have to get you back on. But one thing you had in your notes here, the preference point is going from $25 to $40. That's correct?
Yeah, and it's not just the fee for the preference point. There is a fee for a preference point if you did not have a hunting or fishing license last year. So if you didn't hold either an annual fishing license or a hunting license, a big game license, in the previous year, there's a fee for just a preference point. And what that does is, you know, years and years ago, we recognized that there were a lot of sportsmen from, let's say, Michigan or Minnesota that would send in their preference point application, and they basically paid $3. They paid their application fee, and they'd get their preference point every year. And after, you know, 10 years of doing that, 20 years of doing that, all of a sudden they'd come to Colorado and they'd be like, I have 20 preference points. I'm here for my giant elk. And I've contributed exactly $60 to help those of you in Colorado raise that elk for me. Thank you. And we realized that people that were doing that weren't contributing to wildlife management in the state. And so a group of sportsmen came to us with kind of this pay-to-play, this preference point fee, if you're not participating in wildlife management. So if you don't have a previous year license, the preference point, it started out at $25. That goes up to $40. Now, it's only $30 for like deer and things like that. We're not going to send you an IOU on your application if you apply for a license. It's only $30, you know, $1 or whatever.
Right.
But there is a change to that preference point fee. People just need to be aware of that.
Okay. And, you know, I only got about a minute here before I got to hit a break, but let's talk about the drones and the hunting and, you know, the scouting and all that just for a minute and tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, real quick, the commission passed a regulation this past week. They passed a regulation that bans drones in hunting or scouting in Colorado. We aren't seeing a lot of it, but we're seeing more and more people that are out there with, you know, drone or unmanned airplane technology. These people are, you know, it used to be drones were something that was in Pakistan and Afghanistan, and
really?
It was $5,000. You know, now it's a GoPro slapped to your remote control airplane and under $300. You're flying around something that can scout for you. And the commission just did not believe it fit within the ethics of fair chase, and so they wanted to get ahead of it and make sure people understand that's just not okay in Colorado.
Did they include in the regulation that you're able to shoot them if you see them? Is there a season for drones yet?
That's an excellent idea. Get a little extra money on the licenses for that. It's worked out for the community of Deer Trail.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you know, Randy, as much as some people would idealize about that, oh, man, if I could have this drone fly over and, man, locate the elk and stuff like that, I personally agree with this ban on something like that. It's not an ethical thing to use in hunting. It gives an unfair advantage. And
we were hard-pressed to find anybody that thought this was a bad idea.
Yeah.
There really wasn't a lot of opposition.
Well, good deal.
Well, Randy, hey, man, we appreciate you coming on with us, and thanks to Colorado Parks and Wildlife for all you do for our state, and we appreciate you guys being a good friend of our show.
You bet, guys. Good luck. We'll get back with you, and we'll see you out at ISE.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Randy.
All right. Randy Hampton, the Public Information Officer with Colorado Parks and Wildlife there. Come out to the International Sportsman's Expo. We'll be out there 10 o'clock to 8 o'clock and then 10 to 5 tomorrow. Give us a call if you'd like a pair of tickets, 303-477-5600. We've got to take a short break, and when we come back, the young lady I was telling you about in the introduction of the show, Jackie Gross, is going to join us. And we'll be back with more Sportsman of Colorado right after this.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Test your skills in the dense brush by the river or guard the Alamo. Paintball Adventures offers Colorado players access to a variety of fields to play in, off-field rentals, and much more. Paintball Adventures handles all types of bachelor, birthday, corporate, private, and church parties. Located at 7375 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call now for your Sportsman of Colorado special. The number is 303-762-6160 or visit their website, paintballadventuresofdenver.com. Visit their pro shop at 3107 West Hamden Avenue, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5.
Early retirement? Changing jobs? Hi, I'm Dot Mecklenburg, president of Dot Mecklenburg, Inc. Section 72T of the IRS code says as long as you take substantially equal payments from your IRA for 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is greater, you will not be penalized 10% for early withdrawal. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948 or visit me at my website, dotmecklenburg.com.
Dot Mecklenburg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Need a dumpster quickly? Call Roll-Off Remedies. As a local broker, they bring the best rates to your doorstep and save you valuable time and expense. No delivery charge, no fuel surcharges, no pickup charge, no disappointment. 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will receive a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553 or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roll-Off Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. Our number is 303-477-5600. Again, if you'd like a pair of tickets to the expo, give us a call. Okay, this is a great guest. I'm very excited to have her on. Let's talk to Jackie Gross. And Jackie was the, and I'm going to let her fill me in so I don't say any the wrong details, but she was winner of the Extreme Huntress. And we met yesterday at the International Sportsman's Expo, and they were doing a seminar, and so I asked her if she'd be kind enough to call in today. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are doing wonderful, and I've got Red and Kevin in studio with me here, so we may all ask you some questions. But tell us a little bit about this Extreme Huntress Award and kind of what you had to do to go through to win that.
In 2012, I submitted a 500-word essay to Tahoe Films about my true passion about hunting. And then they had judges that picked 10 finalists from entries from all across the world. And then I was chosen out of the top 10, and then America was to vote on who they thought was the most hardcore extreme hunters. And I won, and the winner got to travel to Africa to hunt one of the dangerous game of Cape Buffalo. And so in the meantime of all of that, you know, my husband, well, before he was my fiance, I didn't know that I was going to win the contest, so we had planned our wedding in October. And then after I won the trip, I actually had to postpone my wedding with my husband.
Hey, I'd postpone any wedding to go shoot a Cape Buffalo.
All you ladies, now take notice of that. It is okay to postpone your wedding to go hunting.
That's right. It was a really big hot topic there. Like, she chose rifle shells over wedding bells. It was really funny and comical. And we actually finally got married last year in May, but it was pretty awesome.
Well, congratulations on your marriage and to your husband also.
Yes, sir.
So tell us about the Cape Buff. I mean, that is something, and Red and I went over, as I was telling you yesterday, we went over in Mave, and that's our goal to someday be able to take one of those. Tell us about your Cape Buffalo hunt.
Oh, man, Scott, it's so hard to explain because, you know, as we talked yesterday, if you haven't been to Africa, just the experience itself, it's so hard to explain to other people. But the Cape Buffalo, you know, I wasn't aware that both male and female have horns at the time. And before I went, I had to study, you know, I had to study shot placement because in Africa, the animals' lungs and hearts are located in different areas
right.
than our American game here. And so just every day when I would go home, I would practice. I had to use a 375 H&H Blazer to shoot this. So it was a whole new world for me, using a big gun. I'm a big old bow hunter, preparing with sticks, and then never seen a Cape Buffalo. And so every day I would look at cows, and I'm like, moo cows. I'm like, okay, just pretend like it's a Cape Buffalo. This is where I need to shoot it. And I prepared my mind for that. And then just going there, you know, just all the game that you see when you're in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Our Cape Buffalo, it was day five. We had people that were charged on day three, you know, chasing buffalo. And just every single day when we were out there, it was like such a tough hunt. And the trackers are amazing how they could just track animals in this thicket. And it was so hot. We went in October. It was drought season. And our buffalo, you know, it was just tough hunting for us. And we were finally leaving for one day, and we just had enough. I mean, we had hunted, probably hiked like 15 miles that day. We were going to wait for a boat to come get us because it's like a three-hour drive in a Jeep, and we were just exhausted. And as we're driving around Lake Kariba, which is in the Zimbabwe Bulawayo area, we saw a herd of buffalo. And so we're all of a sudden like, oh, my gosh. So they, like, put the truck, put it back in reverse, you know, because we've been hiking all day. None of us, we're not even prepared. And so we all jump out of the truck, and then we take off running, so, like, sprinting as fast as you can through the brush. I mean, I got scars for life from, you know, being cut up by the bush. And we cut the buffalo off, and, like, they're looking, and they're like, she's the one with the sign of the nose, she's the one. And the tracker, I thought, was behind me, and I had the PH's gun. I went ahead and shot using his gun, the tracker, and then I DM'd his gun because I'm so used to using a blazer, you know, and they're like, shoot again, you know, so I give the gun back to the PH, and he's, you know, if you have never shot a blazer, it's extreme fast action. It's not like a bolt action that we're used to here in America,
right.
And that's what I had trained with. And so then the tracker comes and gives me back my gun, and I shoot him again, and, like, perfect long shot, because before I shot him, he was facing me. And in Africa, I'm not sure about your experience, but every single animal there, nothing looks at you and runs. Everything in Africa looks at you and sizes you up to say, am I going to charge them? Are they a
yeah.
predator? You know, that's how they do that there.
Yeah, I mean, the way our Bushman's Quiver people put it to us, they said a Cape Buffalo looks at you like you owe him money.
That's right. A lot of money. And you're like,
a lot of money.
And you're not. After I shot him in the lung, we knew, I mean, you just hear him wallow, like, you know, and he's in the bush, it's in the thicket, so we, you know, and I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but Cape Buffalo kill over 200 people
yep.
a year.
Yes.
And like, it's pretty, they're a very hard animal to hunt. very hard animal to put down. You have to ensure your shot placement is perfect. If not, you know, you could get charged or die from them. And again, on the third day, we had already seen video of one of the producers of the shows being charged and shot one Cape Buffalo 11 times. So all this is in the back of my head.
Wow.
But
well, that's why I hunt with Red, because I can outrun Red.
That's what I told my husband. I said, "Sorry, babe, I can outrun you."
if you want to meet Jackie, they're going to be doing another seminar today at 1:30 at the Adventure Theater, and we would love to have you come out and meet her. And again, you know, got to meet your husband too yesterday, so that was fun. So, you know, I would love to get you. We're going to figure out another time. We'll talk today out there at the show, but I'd love to get you back on in February and kind of take a little bit more time with you and kind of go through your whole experience there, because I think it would be great for, you know, more women to understand that this is a fun deal, you know,
and
it'd be great. So Jackie, thank you so much. Congratulations on winning that Extreme Hunters Award, and we will look forward to your seminar out there today at the International Sportsman's Expo at 1:30.
Well, thanks, Mr. Scott. I appreciate it.
Okay. That's Jackie Gross. And I tell you what, Zach, let's wait a few minutes here before we hit a break. Let's bring up a good friend of ours. And I say a good friend that we made over the last couple of days. And that's Mr. Jim Arnold, and he is with Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. And Jim did a fantastic seminar out there on our first day, Thursday, at the ISC. So, Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
We're doing great, bud. And I got Red here with me, and Kevin, the gentleman I brought over to your booth, that's a partner on the show. And all of us love hunting waterfowl. So tell you what, we got 2 or 3 minutes here for a break, but tell us just a little bit about your background, first of all, and then when we come back, we'll get more into your business.
Sure, Scott. I was born and raised here. I'm a native of Colorado, and I've been guiding waterfowl hunts for 17 years here in the Front Range and one of the pioneers. And I got a club started about 2 years ago. I took most of my commercial properties, made them a hunting club. I still guide some hunts about 2 or 3 days a week, but I have a great club of guys, Waterfowl Haven Hunt Club, and we got about 30 farms leased, and guys have pits and blinds, and they enjoy taking their families and friends out hunting every weekend, and it's really become a good club and a good atmosphere, and a lot of Denver folks, Littleton folks, Castle Rock, Hard Springs, they come up, join the club, and come up and enjoy the great waterfowl hunting we have here in the state. You know, this state is rated in the top three in the country for waterfowl, and it really shows.
Jim, oh, go ahead. No, sorry, Red. I was going to ask you if you're sitting in a blind right now based upon your last couple of mornings.
I'm not sitting in a blind this morning. My guys are out there guiding this morning. I know 4 or 5 groups of my guys are out there hard at it, and the reports are they've been doing real well on ducks this morning, and just like we had a fine morning yesterday morning. They're doing real good this morning, and, you know, the weather's getting nice, and we're starting to get some springtime migration coming back from the south, and the hunting's been exceptionally well and good this year in the Front Range.
And, you know, Jim, we did have a good time with you yesterday. We got up at 4 and met you in Brighton and then went out, and it was a thoroughly enjoyable hunt. And one thing I enjoyed was the fact that you had your dog with you, Bullet, and, man, it's fun to watch your dog work.
Yeah, you know, Bullet's a registered hunt test dog, and he's only 2 years old, but he has quite the drive there, and really that really makes the hunt enjoyable, Scott, is watching those dogs work and watching the dog, how he reacts to the hand signals and retrieving the birds back to the blind. It really adds to the hunt.
No, it really did. And boy, just a beautiful dog and great-looking dog, and he was a blast. Our number is 303-477-5600. Our guest is Jim Arnold with Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. If you have any questions about waterfowl hunting, maybe need some tips and need to increase your success, give us a call, and we'll let Jim give us some expert advice here. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more with Jim Arnold with Waterfowl Haven Outfitters.
Howdy, folks. This is Red Merrill, and it's that time of year to make sure your furnace is working properly. And I recommend Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. Call 303-233-7007 for your Sportsman of Colorado $99 furnace checkup special. That's right, only $99. As an official company of Haystack Help, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating will assure your 100% satisfaction. Call 303-233-7007 for your $99 furnace checkup now.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Canon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trading values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner Red Merrill and Kevin Flesh. One pair of tickets, International Sportsman's Expo will get you in the door today or tomorrow. If you'd like those tickets, give us a call, 303-477-5600. Our guest is Jim Arnold, and Jim is the owner of Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. Waterfowl, trophy big game hunts, wildlife and property management. And Red and I met him at the ISE show. He gave a super seminar on waterfowl hunting here in Colorado. And he was kind enough to take us out yesterday morning. And we had a very successful hunt and a great time. And we look forward to doing more. And hopefully my wife's not listening because we're planning a snow goose hunt with Jim now. So anyway, Red, you had a question for Jim.
Sure. Jim, you know, we had a great time going out with you, and we appreciate you taking us out yesterday. And we were hunting on the South Platte River, the little slough kind of off to the side where there was calm water. And you placed the decoys out in two different places. And tell us a little bit about the placement of decoys and the shape of the pattern and stuff like that. And how do you figure that stuff out about placing decoys?
Sure. You know, the curvature of the river and the way the birds fly up and down the river there, the South Platte typically runs north and south, and those birds travel up and down it. So I place the decoys in a objective is that whichever way the bird approaches the blind, he is focused on the decoys and not where we're hiding at. And so we set up yesterday morning that back eddy to our right. I filled that in with decoys, and then to the curve in the river to the left, I put another string of decoys there, And that kind of made the birds focus in between the two spreads of decoys, and it made them light right there in our feet where we want them.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed, too, you also used the the winged...
Mojo.
The mojo. My brain went out of gear.
Red lost mojo. Red lost his mojo.
Tell us about that.
Well, the mojo duck's a very effective tool in waterfowling, and even to this day, it's been out for 7 or 8 years now. And as the season goes on, I tell everyone, they say, well, how many mojos do you use? I usually tell them, the longer the season, the more mojo you need. So I usually use anywhere from 1 to 5 mojos, depending on the day and the weather conditions. But the mojo is definitely an effective tool to use for getting the ducks.
Nice. And what type of waterfowl are still around? What are you shooting these days in the way of ducks?
There's a lot of mallards still around. We are getting some spring migrations and stuff coming back from the south. Like yesterday morning, we ended up getting a few teal, a lot of shovelers around, some pintails, some widgeon. There's a great variety of ducks right now still around in the area. It's kind of gotten warm the last week or so, and you're starting to see some spring migration. There's some birds coming back from the south, and so you're getting a good mixed bag of different ducks. And, there's only a few days left of duck season, and so if you get the chance, there's plenty of ducks around. You should get out there and try to get some.
That's what I was going to ask you. When does the duck season end?
It ends on the 25th, I believe.
Okay. And then goose goes through what part
February, of... February 15th, goose season goes through. There's tons of geese around. The goose hunting in the Front Range is so phenomenal. It's really, really good.
And now, let's talk about the snow goose, because that's what we want to come do next.
Sure. The snow goose is getting ready to start. They have a conservation season, and that'll start around February 15th. And it goes till about April 15th, and that's a spring hunt where you can only harvest snow geese, and they let us unplug the shotguns. There is no limit, and it's quite the deal. If you've never seen a real true migration, when you're out there snow goose hunting, a lot of the snow geese come through the eastern part of Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri. It's a spectacle you should see. I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of birds that you see coming back from the south where they've wintered, and they're heading north to their breeding grounds, and they let us use electronic calls, and it's very, very liberal, and it's just a spectacle of waterfowl. It's for anyone that likes to hunt waterfowl, it's something to do, because you see thousands of ducks, dark geese, speckled belly geese, but the snow geese that come in the numbers from the south is just... it's unbelievable. It's amazing. And they're the smartest of all waterfowl. And it really takes a tricky presentation to be able to harvest those birds, because they're hunting from Canada all the way down to Texas and then all the way back up.
Yeah,
you really got to be on your A game to get them.
Yeah, Jim, tell us a little bit about what a typical hunt for hunters here in the Denver area to go with you out east for the snow geese. How much time is involved overnight, lodging? Tell us a little bit about those things.
On my snow goose hunts, I usually tell my hunters to come for at least 3 days of hunting, because typically it kind of goes in cycles. You get a lot of birds that come through for 1 or 2 days, and then it kind of slacks off. So if you allow for 3 days, usually 1 to 2 out of the 3 days, you'll have a really bang-up day where you have the opportunity to harvest many birds. And a typical day would start, we eat breakfast about 5 a.m. and head out to the spread. And we're usually in the decoys about a half hour before shooting light, because it's legal to start shooting a half hour before sunrise, and you can shoot a half hour after sunset in the spring hunt. And we usually hunt all day, at sunrise till dark, and the migration changes. Some days they migrate heavy at 9 o'clock in the morning, other days it's in the middle of the afternoon. We're looking for birds coming from the south, coming back north, and we're trying to intercept them before they get back in the refuge. And it really is something. If you've never done it, it is quite the sight and sounds to see how that works out.
Our guest is Jim Arnold with Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. Call 720-917-9662, 720-917-9662, if you'd like to talk to Jim. And now, what's your booth number out there, Jim?
My booth number is 1070.
Okay.
And me and Bullet will be out there all day and love to talk to you. If you have any goose calls or duck calls you need tuned, I would be happy to do it for you. And Bullet will be down there and seeing everybody. He's on a hunt this morning, but he'll be back about 11 o'clock.
Okay. Well, Jim, man, we appreciate it. And again, we look forward to getting out in the field with you a little bit more. All three of us would love to come out and catch some geese and then hit some snow geese. Yeah, so
absolutely.
A couple of hunts. All right, man. Well, thank you again for being so kind to us and taking us out, and we appreciate it. And we will do all we can to help you and support you and get your name out there.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Okay, that's Jim Arnold with Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. Tell you what, let's talk real quick to Chase. Chase is on the line, and I met Chase yesterday briefly out at the International Sportsman's Expo, and he is with the Hunting Film Tour. And Chase, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, Scott. How are you?
Good, good. Well, tell us about your Hunting Film Tour.
So we're in the first year with the Hunting Film Tour. If anybody out there is familiar with the Fly Fishing Film Tour,
yes.
We do that as well. So we just kicked off the Hunting Film Tour this year, so this is the inaugural year. Our film this year consists of eight short films that range from we have several elk hunts, duck hunts, there's a bear hunt, a mountain goat, and an owdad hunt down in Texas. So that's pretty neat.
Wow. Yeah, we were involved with one a few months ago at the wildlife experience that showed over there, and that was awesome to see.
Chase, is this a similar setup like the fly fishing tour where you go around to different cities strategically placed to give people the opportunity to see those things?
It is. It's exactly set up like the fly fishing film tour. We did several shows in Colorado this year, Grand Junction. Let's see, where else were we? We did a Bozeman, Billings. We were throughout the West and Midwest this year, so we're excited about expanding next year. We do a tour of our own, and then we also give like conservation groups the opportunity to host shows as fundraisers as well.
Now, when's your next showing?
So we have a show tonight in Denver. And that is at the Oriental Theater at 7 o'clock.
Okay, and where's that Oriental Theater located?
The Oriental Theater would be in the Highlands or Lakewood area of Denver. It's on 44th and Tennyson.
Okay, great. All right, Chase, hey, man, we appreciate it, and good luck with that Hunting Film Tour. And anytime you're around this area and, you know, want to come on, be sure and let us know, and we'll help you promote that.
Sure will. Real quick, if you want to stop by the One Shot Gear at number 2828 booth, they will have tickets, and if you go to the ISE today, you can pick up a ticket there for free.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, Alex and Grant are great sponsors of our show, and we appreciate that.
Yep, for sure.
Okay, Chase, thank you. And that's Chase with the Hunting Film Tour. Stop by the One Shot Gear booth out there, and they have the tickets out there. Well, man, another big day out at the International Sportsman's Expo, Red. So we'll be out there, and Kevin will be there with us as well. Hope you'll stop by and see us. Again, we want to thank all of our sponsors and mention them real quick. Check out One Shot Gear, High Plains Safe Sales, Colder Weather Outfitters, Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, Bushman's Quiver. And Stefan and his family are here, and again, we want to welcome them to Colorado. Stop out there, and we will introduce you to them as well. Our booth is 827. Make sure you get one of our 2014 Sportsman of Colorado resource guides. Again, a lot of great companies in there that we know personally and are friends of the show and sponsors, and some are on our Haystack Help as well. And we want to thank you for joining us this morning. Stop out and see us. International Sportsman's Expo, 10 to 8 today, 10 to 5 tomorrow. Hope everyone has a great weekend. Go Broncos! This is Sportsman of Colorado. For my partner Red Merrill, Kevin Flesh, my name is Scott Watley. Have a great weekend.